You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Time now to talk employment and the Visibly Better Employer Standard. Today we're joined by Alec Winstanley, Managing Director of Happy Smiles Training, who have recently achieved the standard, and we're also joined by Roy Imerson, RNIB's Employment Advisor. Both of you, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
So Roy, coming to you first, can you give us a little bit of background to the Visibly Better Employer Standard?
Visibly Better Employer is an RNIB quality standard for supporting blind and partially sighted people into employment. It's the only one of its type looking after protected characteristics, and it helps the employer understand what is involved about attracting, what is involved about onboarding or interviewing, and then what is there to support once they're in employment. So it's got three strands, and it's supporting blind and partially sighted people into employment.
Now, Alex, coming to you, what was your involvement in getting Happy Smiles Training involved with the Visibly Better Employer Standard?
We saw it and thought, this is right up our street. We're really, really passionate about disability inclusion. That's what we do. We live and breathe it. Everything that we do is led by people with lived experience. And we've got a number of people in our team and our workforce. I mean, our workforce as a whole is over 94% now made up of disabled people. When we say disabled, we align our values with a social model of disability. And we talk about disabled people in a sort of pan-disability point of view when we say that. So that includes deaf, neurodivergent. We want to be doing as much as possible to make our workplaces accessible and inclusive for everybody and for all our employees. So yeah, that's why we wanted to have a look at the standard, and yeah, was really keen to get involved with it. And then in terms of my involvement, being really keen to, like I say, to get moving with it and to get it. It was really interesting in terms of the process, reflecting on our daily practices and what we do. That was super helpful for me as a founder and as a leader within the organisation. Being able to do that was a really, really great process.
This might sound like a bit of a simple question, but what does it mean for you to have such a diverse workforce?
Disability inclusion, diversity and inclusion in general is something that I'm extremely passionate about. We live in a world that is led by very much neurotypical, the same people basically, making the same decisions for the same people. We don't really like difference human race, I suppose. So for me, whenever we do anything differently, and I have a little motto, I always think that we do disability differently. I always sort of talk about that. I think we see things a little bit differently, you know, where people have that deficit mindset around disability all the time, you know, whether it's looking at benefits and what can't you do and things like that, accessing those to employment. We look at, well, that strengths or asset-based approach, you know, what can people do? Why do we build a role around them?
This is kind of a question for both of you. What was it like working with each other to make sure that Happy Smiles Training got up to the Visibly Better Employer Standard?
Really, really grateful, to be honest, for Roy's support with this. I know that Roy worked closely with my colleague, Kerry, and Kerry was collating a lot of evidence. And I think when it comes to something like a standard like this, there's a bit of sort of nervousness, anxiety around, you know, how do we really sell or promote what we do, and that we're trying constantly to meet these standards and the criteria within the Visibly Better Employer Standard. And I think Roy's support with that was really helpful. It's always great to have a person, you know, who you can see is like wanting you to get this standard. It's not like it's a job interview and you're like really panicking. They want you to get it. Roy wanted us to be successful then, and we could tell. And that, I think that just gives you a little bit, or quite a lot of ease, to be honest. And yeah, eases that anxiety.
It is true. So how the approach goes makes this different as to any other sort of quality standard that we look for. When I'm assessing an organisation, it's a partnership straight away, instantly. Once the terms and conditions and the agreement parts are all started, there's six questions. I ask for a small introduction in writing, and then I hold a professional discussion about what your version of reasonable adjustment means, what your versions of working with access to work and other funding streams means, how do you do your recruitment and your onboarding. So each assessment is the same criteria, but different answers. And what I've found working with Happy Smiles Training was it's quite simplicity in its approach, is that, well, this is a reasonable adjustment is in reverse, because majority of our workforce are those people that you're talking about. So where you operate in a flexible manner, you look at the way that the staff will be at their peak for you to work, maybe opposite for somebody with different abilities. It was just interesting to hear how your approach was with that. So it was a great partnership. Absolutely fantastic. The other part of Visibly Better Employer is once you've achieved, we don't just say, right, there you go. It's 3-year commitment. We have a great alliance of organizations, 70 plus organizations with the standard, and where we expect you to train the other people as well, and other people to give you advice and support, because the mix of employers is across so many different sectors. That gives you that other belt of uniqueness that you are big and important in this world. Great working with you, and will be for the next 3 years.
And my final question for you, Alex, is what would you say to other workplaces who perhaps haven't got the R&IB Visibly Better Employer standard yet and would like to?
I suppose we work with lots of organisations who go, we want to do this, but we don't know how. We want to commit to disability inclusion. We want to commit to supporting people who are blind or partially sighted, but we just don't know. How do we start? And I think for me, the starting point is always asking people with lived experience that same question, because that's all we do. We just go, well, who has lived experience in this area? Well, they are the experts, you know, let's listen to their advice. So that's how we start that process. I don't think it really matters who you ask, whether it's, you know, Roy from down the street who's got lived experience of being blind, partially sighted, for example, or it might be the RNIB themselves. It might be someone like us as a training provider. We always say we're here to be lent on as that sort of disability inclusion partner for organisations. But if there's something we can't answer immediately, we've got great connection. We want to support that, and we'll use lived experience to do that. It can be scary thinking, how do we do this? The fact that people and organisations are thinking about committing to something like the Visibly Better Employer standard is massive. Just that commitment says everything. Intent says everything. You might not always get everything correct. I don't think you can get it correct in 2025, and the disability community is so divided itself, so you know, things like language you might never get right or whatever. It's about intent and commitment, and if you're showing that, that's a really strong starting point.
Great stuff. Well, Alex Winstanley, Managing Director for Happy Smiles Training, and Roy Emerson, R&IB Employment Advisor, thank you both so much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Cheers, David.